Hello, my name is Mark Yu, and I am an active leader and the campus worship pastor here at New Philadelphia Itaewon. I recently came back from a week-long missions trip to the slums of Manila, Philippines. I'll be sharing our team's field report and my missions testimony with you today. I'll start first with the field report. Our ministry outreach to Manila, Philippines was from December 27th to January 3rd, 2015. Over the course of 1 week, we had services at 11 churches and did 10 home visitations. In total, we saw 182 people respond to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In addition, we saw 155 people respond to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Many of those who received prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit manifested his presence through tears and even falling under God's glory. Fire fell at every service. There are 5 confirmed cases of 100% healing, in addition to several testimonies of partial healing, and 11 people who received the gift of tongues. While in Manila, we partners with Christ Life Prayer Ministries International, which was started by Pastora Francita Ucat 27 years ago. Christ Life has raised up 51 pastors and planted 32 churches in the slums of Manila. Our host pastors were Pastor Joseph and Pastor Ezekiel, who themselves have been raised up by Christ Life, and Pastora Janet, who is the daughter of Pastora Francita. As a team, we prepared children's dance worship songs, skits, and readied ourselves to preach, including me. We ministered the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, released the gift of tongues, sought for physical healing and salvation. But through it all, our ministry was marked with a kingdom culture of honor. We went out of our way to honor the native pastors. At times, God called forth the pastors to be prayed for by the children of the ministry. Other times, the team directly prayed for and prophesied over the pastors and leaders. For many local pastors, it was the first time they had ever been publicly honored in this way. And time again, they teared up, receiving deep healing and being built up to continue the work of the ministry and greater power. John 5:23 says, "All will honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." We believe God was honoring his sons on this trip, and we thank you for sending us to bring his kingdom in this way. I'll now share my personal testimony. Right after Christmas, from December 27th to January 3rd, New Philly sent me to the slums of Metro Manila, Philippines. It was such an incredible honor ending 2014 and welcoming the new year, ministering with the people of God. As we traveled from church to church, worshiping, preaching, praying, and ministering, God was doing a supernatural work. We saw physical healing, inner healing, hearts recommitted to Christ, salvations, and the Spirit of God touching so many. But they weren't the only ones receiving. Little did I know that God was doing a deep work in my own heart as well. Throughout the week, God used us to minister with wisdom and boldness. Every time we opened the altar, the majority of the congregation responded. The Spirit of God came and touched them with his glory in every single service. But the most powerful times that I witnessed were when the team led in showing honor. One of the first churches we released honor was at Pastor Ezekiel's Malik C Church, located deep in the slums where most homes were built on bamboo stilts on the edge of a lake. The whole neighborhood was ridden with trash, homes were made out of trash, and there were so many young children. The one-room church was packed mostly with these young children, and after we ministered, we had a salvation altar call where the majority of the children responded to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There was a deep joy in our hearts as we prayed for every single child before we closed the service and loved on them with hugs and snacks. After the children were dismissed, the team decided to do a foot washing ceremony for all the leaders of the church. We told them that we wanted to honor them for all their sacrifice in reaching out to the slum children and their families for the sake of Christ. We shared Romans 10:15, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. The leaders were stunned as they have never been formally honored in such a way. one by one, we watched each leader's feet and prayed and prophesied over them. And the Holy Spirit did a deep work in each person. Many tears were shed, and the leaders were not only honored, edified, and encouraged, but their souls were refreshed and revived. Right after the foot washing, we broke out into spontaneous praise. The pastor of the church, Pastor Ezekiel, had been playing a song as we were washing the feet, and we all began to extravagantly worship for a good while. God was so pleased with what happened, and his presence was so thick in that small room. After we worshiped, Pastor Susie had the team and the leaders of the church pray and honor Pastor Ezekiel and Pastor Norma, the main pastors of the Malixi Church. The pastors got on their knees as the church leaders surrounded them and laid their hands on them. After praying together, Pastor Susie closed by powerfully honoring Pastor Ezekiel and Norma. And during that time, I was reminded of the passage where Jesus stands for Stephen, the first martyr for Christ in the Bible. I felt that Jesus honored Stephen for sacrificing his life for the sake of the gospel, Jesus was honoring the pastors of Malixi Church for committing their lives to serve the people of the slums for the sake of the gospel. Again and again, we honor the pastors of the various churches we visited, and slowly, God began to bring up some heart issues that I had been dealing with in the recent months. I have been serving in the church since I was 11 years old. Not this church, but in the church. Ranging from children's ministry to worship ministry and even church cleaning. I had recently realized that I had some bitterness towards God as I felt as I gave my whole life serving the church, but wasn't satisfied with the fruit of my current ministries. I was frustrated because I felt as I was sowing and sowing, but was not seeing fruit I desired. I had seen glimpses of glory, but I knew that there was so much more in store. I remember crying out to God one night. I gave you my youth. Why don't I see your blessings in my life? Why don't I see more fruit? Why am I not satisfied? But God opened my eyes to all these pastors, some of them in their 20s, leaders of the church that were in their teens, and others serving in these churches, even four-year-old children putting away foot mats after the service without complaint. They're full of joy, even in the worst conditions, and doing everything for the sake of the gospel while getting little to no pay, since many of the churches have little to no income. At that moment, I had to examine my own heart. Why do I do ministry? Was it for the praise of men? Was it an expectation for God to bless me as repayment? God used one of the local pastors to answer these questions for me, Pastor Joseph, who traveled with the team for the whole week, had pastored a slum church for 19 years, ever since he was 20 years old. Before that, he was a slum child who was radically changed after encountering Jesus and who began serving the church at a very young age. The first church where the team ministered was Pastor Joseph's church. It was such a vibrant and beautiful community. As we traveled at each of the services, Pastor Joseph was engaged, interceding for our team and supporting us in every way. He didn't have to, but he wanted to. His heart was to see all these churches revived and renewed, and he was committed to the local church and had given his life for the sake of the gospel. After watching Pastor Joseph traveling with us all week, going home every night to tend to his wife and four children, and returning early morning the next morning and seeing his zeal for the Lord day after day, I recommitted my life for the sake of the gospel, and my heart shifted. My heart posture changed from asking, where are the blessings, to declaring, however many years you want me to serve, Lord. I know that God will bless me, and I know that as I continue to be faithful to where the Lord calls me to, I'm storing up treasures in heaven. The Manila team wasn't just sent to give and minister, but also to receive. As we ministered with fire and zeal, empowered the local churches in Manila, they blessed us as well. We were empowered by their testimonies of giving up their lives for the sake of the gospel, serving the church from a young age and being faithful in all areas of service, all while living with little to no resources, fully trusting in the Lord to provide. And it was a beautiful and empowering exchange. 2 Timothy 4:1-8 says, In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They'll turn their ears away from truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all those who have longed for his appearing. I'm excited to see what God is doing in the Philippines. I'm excited to see what he's going to do in me and through me. I want to live every day having that expectation until the day comes where I meet Jesus face to face. At the end of my life, I want to be able to say that I have fought the good fight, and I've run the race and kept the faith. Thank you.